This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But discouraging? Absolutely. Season ending? No, because it's a long season. But we're at the end of April. And we're talking, let me double check this, but three of the last four full months they play, they've been losing records. And this is a team that is now well beyond 10 games below 500 since July 1st of last year. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, and me and Bordy were talking about it last night. This team today is worse than the team that lost to Kansas City. Say what you will about getting swept. That was a playoff team. This is a team that is in last place in the American League East. And it's being outscored by a significant amount.
Well, just look at the batting averages, Bob. It's like embarrassing, you know. And like PT was saying yesterday, well, you know, they're going to reach what their normal average is. They got a ways to go to those.
I'm not optimistic that's going to happen. Yeah. Not just the averages, the on-base percentages.
All of it.
The slugging percentages. I mean, they're bad.
Well, I think at this rate, they might be worse than the 2022 team. Regardless of outcome tonight, the record that they'll finish the month of April with here will be their worst month performance since the start of the 2022 season, when they got a really slow start out the gate there in 2022. And obviously, they had a great second half there where they finished with a winning record, but they stink. They just flat out stink right now.
That's right. I don't think there's any way to sugarcoat it. I will say this, however, you want to blame Hyde? Got it. Blame Elias, certainly understand that. He builds the team. But to blame David Rubenstein? Blame the owner for not spending money? They increased their payroll by 77%. They were about to make Corbin Burns, or tried to, the highest paid pitcher in the history of baseball. He hasn't come out like John Angelos, hey, enjoy it while it lasts. Or Peter Angelos lowballing Mark Teixeira, basically saying, we don't want you, but we're going to say you turned down our deal to make you out to be the bad guy, as Teixeira said on the Ryan Ripken show. Because Teixeira, of course, Baltimore kid. No, that was blame the owner. Rubenstein's like, I want to win a World Series. And he was trying to spend some dough. Should they re-sign Santander? Struggling in Toronto right now, but he always struggles in April. You know, I said 3 for $60. Over a year ago, and he probably would have signed for that. He laughed at it after the season. So you can blame whoever the bleep. You blame us if you want. I'm not blaming Rubenstein, but if you want to throw some heat at Mike Elias, I think it's justified.
In terms of Brandon Hyde, and I know there's been a lot of chatter about, fire him and get rid of him, but you said it right there. Look, he didn't buy the groceries. We've heard it all. You know, he's just rolling with what he's got. And when it comes to bullpen management and starters not going deep in games, at a certain point, he's, you know, managing with one arm tied behind his back, so to speak. But I start thinking about the expectations that surrounded this team when they entered the year, where they are now, if it would almost be out of the question to fire him just to ignite something, just to say, this is unacceptable. We got to change something. We got to do something. A couple of years ago, the Phillies had World Series aspirations. Joe Girardi was the manager. They got off to an abysmal start, fired him. And he said, the season's over. It's a lost cause. Well, Rob Thompson comes in, and they end up making the World Series, losing to the Astros. So, again, there's a lot of factors that played into their turnaround last year. Even a team like the Mets last year was terrible. They end up making the NLCS. A lot of stuff has to go into a turnaround. But I'm at a point now where I don't think it's out of the question to fire Brandon Hyde.
Let me ask you this, and this is everybody, before we go to a break, because clock integrity, maybe it's not as important as it was before, but anyway. But
gotta listen.
Yeah, you fire, because Buck Britton's sitting there, and everyone, wow, he came up through the ranks, he managed these guys down on the farm, blah, 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 Zach Britton's brother. You fired Brandon Hyde today. Charlie Morton becomes Jim Palmer all of a sudden?
bats. Right. Bats are good now.
Yeah, Jorge Mateo is going to hit 350. Come on, let's get real here, people.
Right. Well, the only that I'm saying it a lot of other stuff has to happen.
Right.
But if you think that the team is uninspired and that your manager is not doing anything actively to change that, the mentality of the team. I mean, how many times after a game do we have to hear the same robot phrases over
there
and over?
There was a position players only meeting a couple of days ago before the first game against the Yankees.
Get the pitchers in there, too.
Well, they're like, well, they suck. We need to carry the team have been sort of the gist of that. Let's get it together. And, you know, Ryan O'Hearn, one of the leaders, you know, he went out and hit a three-run homer. Ben didn't start against the lefty, but by the way, get ready. Anyway, let's get out to a break. You want to vent about the Orioles? We're listening. They got clobbered last night. It was 5-0 before you could blink.